Hey, how you doing? Welcome to another chapter of Comment from the Peanut Gallery. And it's the Galilee Gathering, but today it is as if it's read from the pages of a book. And I, yours truly, am the reader. Mid-morning, the second day of the gathering. And to all those present, it has become clear that this is not like anything they can draw from their memory. People gathered together to hear Jesus, raised from the dead, gathered in Galilee. And they're not bunched up around him. They're spread out across the plateau. In little clusters, 2, 3, 5. Each can hear him clearly, as if they were standing next to him. Conversations he's having as he moves through the crowd, slowly, taking his time. They have found no need to sleep. They have found no need to eat. They are not hungry. In fact, all bodily functions appear to be have held in check. Like Moses on the mountain receiving the law. A memory that they draw from, the one that can compare with what they are experiencing now. On the east side of the mountain plateau, two men stand talking. One is Cleopas, the same one that walked with Jesus on the road to Emmaus. The other is Simon. Simon's home, where Mary had anointed the head of Jesus with spikenard oil and then poured the fragrant ointment on his feet against the day of his death. Then she wiped his feet with her hair. It was that Simon who stood talking with Cleopas, two men in discussion about their findings. They had grown accustomed to Jesus' method of operation as he walked through the crowds. At times, in his conversations with his disciples, sometimes all could hear. And if they closed their eyes tightly, they could see Jesus somehow through the eyes of the one he talked to, the one he spoke through, if they closed their eyes tightly. But that was only sometimes. Now, the person that he spoke with, apparently it was a private conversation between Jesus and the young family across the field. Simon turned his eyes towards Cleopas and asked, "Cleopas, you walked with him for miles and you didn't recognize him." Cleopas responded, "No, we were there walking with him. We didn't know." "I don't understand how we didn't know who he was, who he is. He's..." Somehow our eyes were covered. We didn't know. "But then when we got to where we were going, we invited him in to spend the night where we were, to have a meal. And when we were sitting..." "And he spoke over the meal before we were going to partake of it. We saw it was Jesus." "And when he spoke, and we saw that it was him and knew that it was Jesus, the resurrected Jesus Christ." "He disappeared and was gone. Sparkly light and he was gone. He just disappeared. Sparkly light as if 1,000 candles burning from the inside out. And poof, he was gone." Simon responded, "I had a similar thing happen, Cleopas. But it wasn't Jesus that I saw disappear. It was my old nurse." that I had as a little boy. I was speaking with her, but she had died and left the planet almost 30 years ago. 30 years ago, Cleopas, and I stood there in the early morning light, and I spoke with Anna, my childhood nurse. She took care of me from the time I was an infant until I was about 3 years old, almost four. She had been with me the whole time, but she had died. And yet, she spoke with me the same morning that Jesus rose from the dead. Now that is where I saw as she left. She sparkled like 100,000 candles burning from the inside out. Sparklies, and then poof, she was gone. You know, Simon, a similar thing was reported around Jerusalem. This is really strange. A similar thing. People who had died and left their earth suits buried in the grave. There is reports of many who saw loved ones out and about, as you did, Simon, walking the streets of Jerusalem or appearing to them. And where was it, Simon? Where was this that it happened, that you saw this? It was in my own room. I had just woken from a sleep, and it was the early morning light, and I heard her voice call my name, Anna. She called my name. She said, Simon. I go, what? I haven't heard. I recognized her voice, Cleo. I recognized her voice, but I knew it was her. In the dim light of morning, I could see her. I couldn't touch her. I reached out to touch her. I couldn't touch her, but she was there. I know it was her, and I want to. He's moving this way, Cleo. Maybe I get a chance to ask him how that happened. Once again, Jesus was walking through and among the people, some seated in the grass, some standing, little clusters around, some just fell to the ground before him. Some, he took them by the hand and pulled them up, gave them a bear hug, tears flowing from their eyes. Each one radiant with life. Within a few moments, he was close to Simon. Simon raised his hand, Jesus, Jesus. And he turned and looked and said, Simon, my friend, so good to see you. Simon said, Jesus, I have for you a question. I want to know. I need to know something. Cleopas and I were talking, and we want to know how a thing was done. Jesus said, Simon, ask away. What is it that you want to know? Jesus, I want to know this. It's been reported that people who have died in the past were seen by others on the streets of Jerusalem after you rose from the dead. I myself, I saw my old nurse, Anna. She had died. Jesus, she died over 30 years ago. It was almost 30 years ago that she died and left this planet. How is it that I saw her the morning you were raised from the dead? How did that happen? Cleopas noticed movement all around. Eyes turned towards Jesus and Simon in their conversation. It was obvious each one would get to hear and see the conversation taking place. Jesus fastened his eyes on his friend. and spoke clearly, "Simon, you know the scriptures, the words of David. He took captivity captive and gave gifts unto men, yea, unto the rebellious also, that the Lord might dwell." "Yes," responded Simon, I know that scripture. I'm familiar with it. He took captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. I know that. Jesus continued. He took captivity captive in the place of protection, often referred to as Abraham's bosom. When I came to life, right in the midst of hell itself, and walked to my people across the divide from hell to that place of protection. I stopped in the middle between those two places and I spoke to them as the absolute victor, alive forevermore. And I told them I was taking them to my Father. But along the way, in this once in a lifetime happening, in this once and forever happening, that I would give to them an opportunity. They could go straight to my Father's house, straight to his house with me. I would take them there, or I would give to them the opportunity to take the scenic route. Simon looked perplexed. "What do you mean, the scenic route? And where is your Father's house?" "My Father's house is out in the heavens. His house is spectacular. His house is magnificent. And now there are millions of people on it. Before this, angels, Spirit Helper, Almighty God, myself, but no people. Now, his house has people in it. But before I took them there, I gave them the opportunity to take the scenic route. And Simon, your Anna, your childhood nurse, she chose to stop in and see you along the way." As we collectively left the place of protection, the defeated enemy, the deflated Satan, totally defeated, left him a chunk of empty nothingness with a broken neck upon the floor. We left him there. Not incarcerated forever, he's still loose. He had to be carried from that place by his ever... Oh, those poor saps. By the demons that had followed him, he was carried from that place. Others there incarcerated in hell forever. But he is still upon this planet, still doing what he's doing. But I gathered up each one from that protected place, as if tied to me with a beam of light. And we left that place, but we left it slowly. We left the earth's atmosphere slowly. We hovered above Jerusalem for a while, waiting, while those that chose to take the scenic route had their opportunity, as Anna did with you. He took captivity captive. There you find it in the Word, and that is exactly what we did. It was only minutes. They only had a little bit of time remembering Simon. Thought back in his mind, yes, Jesus, it was only minutes. My memory was, I had just woken from sleep, and she stood She stood there beside my bed and we talked, but it was only minutes. And then she was gone. 40, maybe 50 feet away. Sudimo, the goat herder, watching Jesus, listening to him speak to Simon, observing Simon's reaction, Cleopas. He knew them both very well. And he too had a question. He was moving closer. He raised his arm to get Jesus' attention as Simon finished speaking.